Height and weight chart, easily find your perfect weight with BMI. Your weight alone is kind of misleading. Sounds strange? But think about it, 70 kilograms can be perfectly healthy for one person, and unhealthy for another. The difference? Height. That's where a height and weight chart changes everything. Instead of guessing or comparing yourself to random standards, it helps you understand what your weight should look like for your body. In this guide, we'll keep things simple and real, no complicated jargon, just a clear way to figure out if you're actually in a healthy range. What is a height and weight chart? A height and weight chart is a simple tool that helps you understand whether your weight is healthy for your height. Instead of focusing on just kilograms, it connects your body proportions to give a clearer picture. Behind most of these charts lies a widely used formula called Body Mass Index, BMI. BMI is calculated using weight, kg, divided by height, m superscript 2. This number then places you into categories. Underweight. Normal weight. Overweight. Obese. So, when you look at a chart of weight according to height, you're essentially seeing BMI ranges translated into easy-to-read values. Why you shouldn't ignore a height-weight chart? Here's the thing, your weight alone doesn't say much. Two people can weigh the same but have completely different health profiles depending on their height, body composition, and lifestyle. Using a height-to-weight chart helps you understand if your weight is balanced for your height. Identify early signs of weight-related health risks. Set realistic fitness goals, not Instagram-driven ones. Track your progress more meaningfully. It's less about looking fit and more about being healthy from the inside out. BMI and its role in a height and weight chart. Before jumping into the tables, let's quickly understand how BMI fits in. A standard BMI classification looks like this. BMI range. Category. Below 18.5. Underweight. 18.5 to 24.9. Normal. 25 to 29.9. Overweight. 30 plus. Obese. Most height and weight chart values are derived from this classification. So when you see a healthy range, it usually corresponds to a BMI between 18.5 and 24.9. Height weight chart female, ideal range. Let's start with the height weight chart female category. Women generally have different body compositions compared to men, so their ranges vary slightly. Ideal height weight chart for women. Height, cm. Ideal weight range, kg. 150 to 154. 45.5 to 59.0. 155 to 159. 48.0 to 63.5. 160 to 164. 51.0 to 68.0. 165 to 169. 54.5 to 72.5. 170 to 174. 58.5 to 77.0. This height-weight chart female gives you a realistic range, not a fixed number. That's important because your body isn't a fixed formula. Height and weight chart for men. Men usually have higher muscle mass, which slightly increases their ideal weight range. Ideal height-weight chart for men. Height, cm. Ideal weight range, kg. 150 to 154. 52.0 to 68.0. 155 to 159. 56.5 to 72.5. 160 to 164. 61.5 to 77.5. 165 to 169. 66.5 to 82.5. 170 to 174. 71.5 to 87.5. If you compare both tables, you'll notice how body composition impacts what's considered ideal. How to use a height-weight chart, without overthinking it. Using a height and weight chart is super simple. Find your height in the table. Check the corresponding weight range. Compare it with your current weight. That's it. But if you want to go one step deeper, calculate your BMI. Measure your height, in meters. Measure your weight, in kg. Apply the formula. This gives you a clearer understanding of where you fall in the health spectrum. Does age matter in a height-weight chart? Short answer? Yes, but not always in the way you think. For adults, BMI ranges stay mostly consistent. However, metabolism slows down with age. Muscle mass decreases. Fat distribution changes. For children and teens, things are different. Instead of fixed BMI ranges, doctors use percentile-based charts. BMI percentile guide for children. Category. Percentile. Underweight. Fifth. Normal. Fifth to 84th. Overweight. 85th to 94th. Obese. greater than or equal to 95 th. So if you're checking a height-weight chart for kids, always rely on age-specific charts. What a height-to-weight chart doesn't tell you. Here's where most people get it wrong. A height-to-weight chart is helpful, but it's not perfect. It doesn't account for muscle mass, bone density, body fat percentage, fitness level. For example, a gym athlete might fall into the overweight category, but actually be very fit. So treat the chart as a guide, not a judgment. Body fat percentage, a more real insight. If you want a deeper understanding of your health, body fat percentage helps. Body fat percentage table. Category. Women. Men. Essential fat. 10 to 13%. 2 to 5%. Athletes. 14 to 20%. 6 to 13%. Fitness. 21 to 24%. 14 to 17%. Average. 25 to 31%. 18 to 24%. Obese. 32% plus. 25% plus. This adds another layer to your height and weight chart understanding. Factors that affect your ideal weight. Your perfect weight isn't just math, it's influenced by real life factors. 1. Genetics. Some people are naturally lean, others heavier. That's biology, not failure. 2. Diet. What you eat matters more than how much you eat. 3. Physical activity. Active individuals often weigh more muscle, but are healthier. 4. Hormones. Thyroid, insulin, and other hormones impact weight significantly. 5. Lifestyle. Sleep, stress, and hydration all play a role. So while a chart of weight according to height is useful, your lifestyle defines the bigger picture. How much should you actually weigh? If you want a quick benchmark. Healthy BMI range, 18.5 to 24.9. Example. Height, 165 centimeters. Ideal weight, 54, 69 kg. But again, don't chase a number blindly. Focus on energy levels, strength, consistency. Knowing your ideal weight from a height and weight chart is one thing. Actually sticking to it? That's where most people struggle. Because let's be real, no one wants to manually calculate calories, track every bite, or stay motivated all the time. Life gets busy, cravings happen, and consistency starts to slip. That's exactly where having the right kind of support can make all the difference. Make staying on track easier with Calorie Tracker Buddy. If you've ever tried tracking your diet or fitness and gave up halfway, you're not alone. Most tools feel like work. But Calorie Tracker Buddy flips that experience completely. Instead of boring logs and complicated entries, it turns your fitness journey into something surprisingly fun. Here's what makes it different. One, snap your meals, no manual entry. Just click a picture of your food, and the app instantly analyzes calories, nutrients, and balance. No typing. No guessing. 2. Track calories without overthinking. Whether you're walking, working, or just going about your day, your calorie burn and intake are tracked automatically. 3. Real-time goal insights. Every meal, snack, or step shows how close you are to your goal. No confusion, just clarity. 4. A virtual buddy that keeps you going. This is where it gets interesting. You get a cute virtual pet that actually grows as you make healthier choices. Skip junk food. Your buddy levels up. Eat healthy. Your buddy thrives. It's like having a tiny cheerleader in your pocket, making sure you don't give up halfway. All-in-one tracking, without the overwhelm. From hydration goals to daily steps, like that 10,000 step target, everything is tracked in one place, simple and visual. Why it works, when other apps don't. Most people don't fail because they don't know what to do. They fail because they lose consistency. What makes Calorie Tracker Buddy effective is that it removes friction. No complex logging. No boring dashboards. No guilt-driven tracking. Instead, it keeps you engaged, motivated, and, most importantly, consistent. A height and weight chart can tell you where you should be. But tools like Calorie Tracker Buddy help you actually get there, and stay there. Because at the end of the day, results don't come from knowing. They come from doing, every single day. How to maintain a healthy weight, realistically. Let's skip unrealistic diets and talk about what actually works. Simple, sustainable tips. Eat whole foods, not just low-calorie foods. Don't skip meals, balance them. Move your body daily, even walks count. Strength train if possible. Stay hydrated. Sleep 7 to 8 hours. Manage stress, underrated but powerful. And most importantly, be consistent, not perfect. A quick reality check, that most blogs won't tell you. You don't need to. Crossmark starve yourself. Crossmark follow extreme diets. Crossmark obsess over daily weight changes. A height and weight chart is not a target, it's a reference point. Your goal should be backhand index pointing right, feeling good. Backhand index pointing right, staying active. Backhand index pointing right, being healthy long term. Conclusion. A height and weight chart can be your starting point, but it's not the final answer. It helps you understand where you stand, but your real progress comes from the choices you make every day, what you eat, how you move, and how you take care of your body. So instead of chasing the perfect weight, aim for a healthy, sustainable lifestyle. Because at the end of the day, health isn't about fitting into a chart, it's about feeling your best in your own body. FAQs. 1. What is the ideal weight for my height? It depends on your BMI. A healthy range usually falls between 18.5 and 24.9. 2. Is BMI accurate for everyone? Not always. It doesn't consider muscle mass or body composition. 3. What is a good weight for 5 feet 5 inches? For 165 centimeters, a healthy range is approximately 54 to 69 kilograms. 4. Can I rely only on a height weight chart? No. Use it as a guide along with lifestyle and health indicators. 5. Does age affect weight? Yes, especially due to metabolism and muscle changes over time.